So Moonwatcher and his companions chewed berries and fruit and leaves and fought off the pangs of hunger, while all around them, competing for the same fodder, was a potential source of more food than they could ever hope to eat. Yet the thousands of tons of succulent meat roaming over the savanna and through the bush was not only beyond their reach, it was beyond their imagination. In the midst of plenty, they were slowly starving to death. The tribe returned to its cave without incident in the last light of the day. The injured female who had remained behind cooed with pleasure as Moonwatcher gave her the berry-covered branch he had brought back and began to attack it ravenously. There was little enough nourishment here, but it would help her to survive until the wound the leopard had given her had healed and she could forage for herself again.